Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right. Rolling along on a Tuesday edition. Ready to flip the calendar tomorrow, the 1st of July. Hard to believe, but there we are, rolling along. I think I said this to you yesterday, Shane. I can't figure out how it can be July, yet we've been just dog-assing our way through the last 3.5 months of Groundhog's Day with the coronavirus. How can one be happening at the same time the other is?
I don't know what the disconnect there is, because
it's
April took forever. Absolutely,
yes.
Took forever. And,
yeah,
you know, this is speaking for most, or speaking for more than ourselves, by saying, you know, June just flew by, because everybody's individual struggles vary. But I totally agree with you in... Where did June go, and what took so freaking long for April to get over with?
It's bizarre.
The newness wore off, but and we're talking about the coronavirus here, I assume, but what we really ironclad know about the virus hasn't really changed that much, has it?
Right.
I mean, we think we've got a better grip on it, so we're going about our lives a little bit more and normal fashion, but
think about what you just said. What are we into this now? We've been into shutdown
April,
for
May,
three and
June.
A half months, so yeah. So maybe a month and a half or so a month before that. So think about a 4 or 5 5.5 month stretch. What really do we know? What progress have we really made on this virus? Well, basically, whatever progress it is, it's the stuff being done behind closed doors towards a vaccine. Because based on where we are with the rest of it, I mean, the sad thing is that we've learned things, but we still basically don't care.
I don't know about that. I wouldn't go that far. I think
Probably. Basically
being grounded for a month, you know, like, I think as much as everybody could, in the month of April, or last half of March and the whole month of April, we were, I would hope, in pretty much agreement that we need to stay at home. Shelter in place.
Yeah, everyone was locked in.
Everybody
right.
was home.
Exactly.
And so that probably answers our question, what took April so long, because we're sitting around twiddling our thumbs, looking at the clock and looking outside and going, you know, it'd be nice. Who knew I'd miss work? Who knew I'd miss going into work and being with my, you know, coworkers and things of that nature? Well, now that things have been relaxed and we're allowed to go outside and some people are going back to work and we're deciding who's essential and who's not over the last month or so, it feels a little bit more like freedom, I would assume. And maybe that's why the days aren't just dragging by like they were, you know, when we were all...
Yeah, that's probably a good point. I think that you're on to something there. But I hope that, really when you stop to think about it, where we are with the virus, what's the difference between now and April? The difference is that we've decided in a lot of places what we can live with. Basically.
Yep.
That's the difference. Because other than that, not much, really, when you think about it.
No, you got the underlying condition thing. You got the older people thing. The old and the extremely young, immune systems, the masks.
Mm-hmm.
There's at least, I'm a little bit scared to say, at least there's more information out there. But at least more options out there for you to choose from on how you go about your everyday life. All right, so that being said, since it is the dead of summer now and we are around here and have for a few weeks now, have had youth baseball and softball games and things of that nature, got me to thinking about backyard wiffle ball games when I was a kid and when we were all a kid, or tennis ball,
sure.
Or if you actually used a baseball, whatever. But the question for the Cindio HRO Twitter question at KFH Radio is where you can find it. What was the best or worst part about your backyard ball games when you were a kid? And as you can imagine, it got tremendous response, and that's what we're looking for, if not equal voting turnout, because it's kind of a runaway. But that's okay, because it turned out to be a pretty popular question. What was your favorite? What was your best or worst part about your backyard ball games when you were a kid? Gloves for bases, ghost runners, trees or wires as a home run line, or car was coming, do-over. Ghost runners, 63.5%.
Nice.
Because you never had enough people to actually, well, you didn't need five players a side to not use base runner or ghost runners, and nobody ever had that. And the responses are priceless, as you would imagine. 63.4 say ghost runners were the best or worst part. And car was coming due over, and trees or wires as a home run line duking it out for a very, very distant second. Jeff, hitting in that lady's backyard and knowing that one ain't coming back. There were a couple people that said hit it in somebody's yard, and then that was game over. Mark maybe had the best one on Twitter. We had a little sandlot situation. If you hit it over the left field fence, it went into Mrs. Asher's garden. She didn't have the vicious dog, but rumor had it she shot you with a BB gun, so home run to left, game over.
That's pretty good. Come on, Mrs.
Yes.
Asher.
Have a heart. Patty.
Really.
Patty had a good one, not having a catcher.
Yeah.
If you were batting and missed the ball, you had to run back and get the ball and throw it back to the pitcher.
And then
Greg combined a couple of really good ones. Ghost runners rocked. Plus, I taught myself how to hit left-handed playing wiffle ball while mimicking the 80s Cardinals lineup. My brother was the Royals.
That's interesting.
Oh, good times.
Wow.
Yeah, trying to pretend how to hit as your favorite big league player. So, thanks, everybody, for voting. You still got some time to vote and retweet. We always encourage you to do so. All right, when we come back, hour number two, Shane and Bruce with you here. The Kansas State athlete conundrum. K-State athletics has been in the news for about the last week, and we'll tell you why and what they could possibly do administration-wise, athlete-wise, and everything in between. Sticky situation in Manhattan. Bruce and I will discuss, talk a little K-State athletics. And Fred Van Vliet has made a lot of comments about the Black Lives Matter campaign in the NBA and what that will look like when they go to Orlando. All that coming up in hour number two of Sports Daily. You're listening to KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.